This week's Parshas, Parshas Shlach, we read one of the most very damaging and sad Parshios in the Torah. We read about the Meraglim, the spies who go in, they're sent to scope out the land of Israel. They spend 40 days touring the land and come back with a negative report. And we, as a people, we didn't reject it, but rather we accepted. We started crying, and because of that, this day was Tisha B'Av, and from there, Tisha B'Av becomes the most ominous day on our calendar, starting from this point. So, besides for Kalev and Yoshua, that generation, the generation of the men that came out from the land of Egypt between the ages of 20 and 60, they, over the next 40 years, perish in the desert. And that it's really like a separation. There's a Havdalah between the Yotzei Mitzrayim, the ones who came out from Egypt, and those who go into the land of Israel. At the end of the parasha, we see the famous paragraph for the mitzvah of tzitzit. And the idea of the tzitzit is that you'll look at this, lo sasur achari levavchem yachari einechem. You look at this and it's something that's going to help you stay away from running after the desires of your heart and your eyes. It's a question, how exactly does that work? What's the mechanism of tzitzit? And is there a connection between this parsha and that which happened with the Meraglim, with the spies? So when we talk about the Tcheles, the Tcheles and the Tzitzit is the blue string that is in contrast to the white backdrop. And so when we look at the blue, it's supposed to remind us of the ocean, and then from the ocean to the sky, and ultimately it brings us to the Kisei HaKavod, to Hashem's throne of glory. And so again, whenever you hear these things, these images of like the idea that Hashem's throne, so Hashem doesn't have a physical throne, but in a sense, it is describing for us, and we see other places, for example, when Moshe goes up, Gemara in Shabbos, when Moshe goes up to get the Torah, and the Malachim are challenged, like, how can you give this to a person of flesh and blood? This is the Holy Torah. It doesn't belong with the human being. And Hashem says to Moshe, you answer them, which he then goes on to answer them. But before that, he's afraid. He says, they're going to burn me. And Hashem says, hold on to the Kisei HaKavod. Hold on to it. And that will give you the strength and the protection that you need to be able to at least confront and to be able to answer the Malachim. So when we see this, the Chazal are using this imagery, it's supposed to conjure up for us certain concepts, certain ideas, but now let's take it from here where we're talking about the Tcheles. We're talking about the blue. We're talking about the blue in the Tzitzis is going to help us, or is going to make us, it's going to lead us to thinking about the ocean, which will lead us to the blue of the sky, up to the Kisei HaKavod. And I think perhaps one of the understandings is that when we talk about this blue that's leading us to the, when you're standing at the beach and you're looking out into the ocean and you see all the way to the end and you can't really, it's almost never ending. It's the abyss, it's beyond. And that leads you to think about the same idea but going upward to the Shamayim, to the heavens, which is also on a blue sky. It's just something that doesn't end. But it leads us to a place where there is some kind of connection between the endless and the finite. The infinite coming together with the finite is the Kisei HaKavod. So there's this idea that in somehow when we came into the land of Israel, when the Meraglim came through, there was something about this land that was overwhelming, that made them. And again, it could be that they walked in day one, and it seems to be that they were looking at things in a way that was negative. But clearly, there's something that was going on that's unique to Eretz Yisrael, that to this land, that was something that was overwhelming. And so the tzitzis is really like in a way, is speaking to this issue, and that there are things that we're going to try to connect to that are beyond us. That when we think about Hashem and the Ein Sof, as the Baal HaTanya brings up when he's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu many times, the Endless One. So how do we relate to that? And so there has to be a balance. And when we, if you really just sit there and think about it, it's overwhelming. It's actually, you know, it's like too much. But I think that the idea is that that lo sasur achare levavchem yachare einechem, if you're all physical and you're only in this physical realm without that balance of connecting to the endless, so then you're going to run after your desires and you're going to be consumed by that. Comes the tzitzis and says, when you're in that state of all physical, you need to contemplate the endless, to the Ein Sof. How do you get there? You look at the blue, it brings you to the endlessness of the ocean, which brings you to the endlessness of the sky, to the Kisei HaKavod. That's where things converge, and that's where there's this idea of humanity, of mankind meeting God. So that when you're in that place of just the physical, you need to go and to think about the, you know, the endless. I mean, sometimes when you're in the endless, you're going to need to go and think about the physical, because we're human beings, we are a mixture of both. But that idea perhaps is that when you have this extreme of one, you go to the other, it helps you balance and bring that equilibrium that's necessary to be able to ultimately live a life that's continuously connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.